Hey everybody, welcome back to another installment of Memes of the Week. I'm basically making these videos for free and would appreciate any support that I can get. At the very least, give the video a like or subscribe to the channel, or watch it on the Same Man 2 YouTube channel. Link is in the description. Thank you. Now on with the show. In this week's first one, looks like Forbes is suggesting that women should travel solo in Pakistan. I say go for it, ladies. You'll get kidnapped and trafficked into Afghanistan, where you'll become some warlord's wife. It'll probably be way more fulfilling than your cat in your career. This Forbes article is sponsored by the Taliban. Burqa Burqa Jihad. Next up, we have a meme showing us the way male feminists look versus the way they actually look. But that's wrong, because it implies they're getting any action at all. Someone under my post said that actually pegging is more true of the tradcon right-wing men community than male feminists, that they're more likely to be secretly into this sort of stuff. Number three, we have Discount Ellie from The Last of Us. They made her a lesbian on the show with a large forehead. She looks like Muck Zuckerborg and Chunk from The Goonies had a kid together. And she ended up with fetal alcohol syndrome. Well, at least on the bright side, she didn't hit the wall because she was born in it, I guess. Up next, in a desperate push for attention and to convince men her own age that she's worth dating, Katherine Ryan vows to double down on shaming male celebrities by calling them gross for dating younger women. Of course, that's still not going to change their preferences. She's gotten to the point in her career where she's starting to cater to the crazy cat lady crowd. I was also surprised that she's married and has three children. Up next is the most popular one this week. There's a double standard out there when female teachers get together with their younger students, get pregnant, and don't even go to prison. If a male teacher does that, then he goes away for a very long time. Both activities are illegal, but it seems to be more illegal for men to do it, it seems. How about equal punishment? Number six is this week's oldie but goodie. Feminists and women in general can definitely dish out their opinions, but if you fire back at them with your own, then you're a misogynist. Of course, that's the point of critical theory. If someone criticizes you back, you use whatever argument you can to shut down their opinions, because yours aren't any better. Only you are allowed to have them. Moving on, we have a woman that wishes her mother had never had her. This is a cry for attention if I've ever seen one. Wouldn't it be snazzy if someone stood next to her with a sign that says it's never too late for self-deletion? Just shows how unhappy most feminist women are these days. Yet they still want to dictate to the rest of us what we can and can't do in society. Number eight, we have a masculine-presenting woman entering a woman's shower, telling them to relax, because she's a woman too. I guess it's important to get those pronouns right. You can't assume that she identifies as a he, even if she has a hairy back. Speaking of hairy, we have a hairy-bearded Southeast Asian woman, and her husband left her because she refused to shave her face. Now she loves her beard. Looks like the woke virus has spread beyond just whitey. Up next, we have a live-action Little Mermaid remake, and the co-stars look like Disney threatened them to get them to sit in that chariot together. Someone mentioned in the comments under the picture that Ariel looks like she's being taken to the cotton fields, or that maybe she's being taken to an auction. But I see this as just another example of the redhead genocide, as they always tend to choose gingers for race swapping in popular culture. Number 10, I think that Disney should have gone further and made Ariel into a half-woman, half-whale. Then when she walks on land, she truly would be a land whale. There we have real-life Ariel in all her gluttonous glory. Now that's the type of plump Disney princess I want to see in the future. Number 11 shows us just how crazy wokeness is getting, that it's seeping into calculus classes. Enough said. Next up is how women apologize without actually apologizing. They say that they're sorry that their terrible behavior made them act out of character, and that you should work on that. Meanwhile, the most important thing to take from this is not their lack of accountability, but that she's playing a character, that she's not behaving like herself. It's kind of like a cop that says he's sorry for using his taser, because someone didn't obey him quickly enough. Number 13 is a guy named Future American Refugee, and he says that what women have done to comics, movies, and video games that men enjoy should also be done to period pieces and Lifetime movies. That men should make movies about women with giant tits wearing bikinis fighting aliens in the Napoleonic era. Of course, that would actually be something that men would enjoy. Up next, we have a woman that broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years because she found out that he was a communist. But it's most likely projection and she's the communist and he actually dumped her. And now she's just calling them that before he has a chance to call her the same. Are we really going to believe it took her 5 years to find out that he was a commie? Moving on, we have another appearance of Jabba the Slut. Of course, she still needs a man over 6 feet tall and athletic, even though she's a slug with a slit. Not to mention her designer purse. You know, I couldn't help myself but to use this as a thumbnail. Next up, we have another woman trying to shame men her own age away from younger women so that she can get one of them for herself. I wonder what would happen if a male columnist told cougars to get therapy instead of dating younger men. What type of backlash would he see? Yet another wonderful example of double standards. Number 17, we have a woman that was arrested after filming herself stuffing a full chicken up her cooch in a public store. Usually it's chickens that get stuffed. It looks like this turkey is just looking for some attention. What a waste of a perfectly good chicken. Next, number 18, we have an Indian woman that was promised to a man in an arranged marriage in America. But now she's having second thoughts because he was laid off from his job at Microsoft. Ah, this sounds like true love. I tell her not to marry him just so he doesn't have to deal with her. She sounds horrible. It's not like he couldn't just find another job or something. Up next is the youngest son husband known to man. Amber's extremely young son says that she'll never need a man as long as she has him. She says that he made her day and of course to follow her on Instagram. She's probably lying and told him to pose for this picture so she could make up the story and get tons of attention. Number 20 is our old friend Disney again. They also race replaced Tinkerbell, and someone has said it's about time that Disney made a film about a black man raised by apes in the jungle. But you know they'll probably do the next best thing, which is to make Jane a black woman. But the plot twist is that she runs off with Tarzan's ape friends, and friend zones him. Moving on, we have another entry from Disney. This time it looks like some sort of princess sat on Pinocchio's face, and in this case he's lying about the bailouts of failing banks thanks to higher interest rates, not costing taxpayers any money. If he keeps telling her lies that big, then after a few more, his nose is going to be coming out of her mouth. Number 22, we have my favorite for the week. I've been talking about Indian men taking the white women in the West away from white dudes. Well, in this case, he can have her. In reality, he's just doing this because his visa is about to expire, and he wants to stay in the country. Isn't true love grand? If he marries and then leaves her and then goes on welfare, she'll be on the hook for that if she sponsored him to stay in Canada for, I think, 3 to 5 years. Up next, we have Taylor Swift saying that she loves teaching men how to apologize during her concert tour. She's basically getting them to apologize for all of her bad behavior, like that previous post that I shared. There's that old saying where rule number one is that women are always right. Rule number two, if a woman is wrong, then see rule number one. Moving on to number 24, it looks like Tiger Woods hasn't learned his lesson with women yet. His girlfriend Erica Herman is suing him for $30 million. Because he didn't think that she would willingly leave his mansion when he left her. So he thought he was basically being based and dropped her off at the airport, and told her that they were going on vacation, and then changed the locks. She looks way post-wall, and he could definitely be doing better. Number 25, in South Korea, the fertility rate has fallen to 0.78 in the country, and 0.64 in the capital. Women are going their own way, saying no to marriage, childbirth, and sexual relationships. Women are choosing to stop fighting the patriarchy and instead leaving it behind. It looks like MGTOW or WGTOW is taking hold there. This will spread to most other countries in the next 10 years, and the fertility rates will be below 1 everywhere. Next up is a book that would basically be banned if the titles were the opposite gender. The advice is on sale and half price, meaning that it's not worth it. Hollywoke and the music biz are far left, but the book publishing business is way out there beyond left field. Number 27, today's last one, is a woman that tells her partner that he's not the hottest, smartest, or funniest person that she's ever been with, that he sucks in bed, but that she loves him anyway because he loves her, i.e. he's the best that she can keep, but not the man that she actually wants. You know, she's a keeper when her face is orange and her body is brown. Nice makeup job there, honey. This guy wins Simp of the Year with the worst case of love goggles I've ever seen. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.